And finally today, the county of Kent in southern England is a pretty peaceful place. Rolling fields, quaint seaside towns. But it wasn't always this way. And now a debate about the area's ancient, bloody history has been dividing people again. The World's Leo Hornack went to the villages of Deal and Walmer to find out more.
More than 2,000 years ago, something terrible and violent happened here.
Sorry to disturb you, I'm from BBC. I'm doing a programme about the plaque to Julius Caesar just along there.
Oh, yeah, we see it every day, yeah. Every time we walk past, yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, it's nice to have it.
We're talking about a pretty bloody chapter in Britain's early history.
It's heritage, isn't it, and that sort of thing, you know, that you see things like that. It's a good thing that people do things like that instead of just forgetting them, do you know what I mean? I think it's a great idea.
In 55 BC, to be exact, Julius Caesar's forces made their first landing here on this beach, determined to push beyond the known world and conquer the mysterious island peoples of this territory.
You got plenty of sunshine, plenty of beach. It's really nice. Yeah, the pubs. Yeah, it's nice.
It is nice. But the villages of Deal and Walmer were on the seafront between them. Are also not the most eventful place now. And that's why, maybe, keeping the memory of Caesar's brutal landing here has been so important to the area.
And here, just in front of me, on the beach, they've made this clear with a pretty enormous concrete monument with a picture of Julius Caesar, which says, the first Roman invasion of Britain landed near here, LVBC, which means 55 BC.
Caesar made a second landing a year later, this time with even more troops. There's a long-running campaign for a statuary diorama to be built on the beach, a kind of life-size army of statues, of British and Roman warriors locked in mortal combat. So far, funding's been a problem.
It's called in English the Gallic War, or the Bello Gallico. It's by Julius Caesar.
Andrew Fitzpatrick is an archaeologist at the University of Leicester who's been leading a project to research the invasion. And some of the most important clues are in Caesar's own first-hand description of the battle, which still survives.
He himself reached Britain about the fourth hour of the day and there beheld the armed forces of the enemy displayed on all the cliffs. Such was the nature of the ground.
We're standing on the spot itself, the very beach where our country's recorded history begins, and where, just offshore, Caesar's legionaries hesitate for a few moments in their warships. And then the eagle-bearer of the 10th Roman Legion begins the attack.
He cast himself forth from the ship and began to bear the eagle against the enemy. Then our troops exhorted one another and leapt down from the ship with one accord. The fighting was fierce on both sides.
There's only one problem. Fitzpatrick's research has revealed something worrying. It didn't happen here. None of it. We've got the wrong beach.
Well, I don't see how the shingle shore at Walmer can be described as even. It is steeply banking, it's shelved, there's a strong undertow, we can hear the stones being pulled underneath now, and the sea's very calm. And to land a fleet of almost 100 ships and keep them at anchor here for a month, I think isn't practical.
And there are other things that don't make sense.
Caesar describes the Britons can rush into the sea and fight against them. And you can't rush into a steeply shelving shingles beach and fight. You would fall. So I think Caesar has to be describing somewhere else.
A few miles inland, Fitzpatrick's team have also uncovered more evidence. The remains of Caesar's actual fort, built when his forces returned a year later. And that's also full of clues that indicate an invasion point a few miles north, at a completely different place. A different, sleepy, picturesque holiday beach called Pegwell Bay.
I cannot agree.
Peter Jull is a local councillor. He's the guy who's campaigned for years for the diorama to be built on the original beach.
We're looking for some bronze statues of the Romans on the beach side of the promenade and some statues of the Britons on the grass side of the promenade. So as people walk along the promenade, they walk through the middle.
But he's not surrendering. He just needs the funding.
I'm a fan of history, and it is Deal's claim to fame. I'm Deal born and bred.
And on the front line, on the beach, the defending British are still defiant.
It's still not been finally proved. So, as Deal loyalists, we still believe that he landed here.
A bit disappointing?
Yeah, really disappointing. I had visions of the Romans clambering up on the beach and just making camp here, but it wasn't at all. I've been deluded all these years.
You probably took one look at the locals and thought he'd go up to Pegwell Bay.
For the World, Leo Hornack, Kent, England.